Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
It is Hugh Johnson's pocket wine book time of the year. So he has a chapter on wine and food. We are going to do a first course, a fish, and the meat.
Okay.
My first course for you, madame, is carpaccio, beef or fish.
I remember having excellent carpaccio in Piemonte. And now I'm not remembering the exact wine I had, but I'm going to bet it was a Nebbiolo of some sort with that beautiful perfumey rose and the suppleness. And, you know, Nebbiolo in some ways is very akin to Pinot Noir. So it's a softness, but it has the acidity to bolster it. And I just remember that being a very nice combination.
First off, we have to pay tribute to Carpaccio the painter, who is a Venetian, and we have to compliment his amazing St. George and the Dragon. Now, Hugh Johnson...
Because you were recently in Venice.
I was. So, Hugh Johnson says, the beef version works well with most wines, including reds. Tuscan is appropriate, but fine shards are good. So are vintage and pink champagnes. Give Amontillado a try. Salmon, Chardonnay or Champagne, Tuna, Viognier, California Chardonnay, Marlboro, Sauvignon Blanc, or Sake.
Oh my goodness, my head's spinning.
In other words, everything works with Carpaccio. Good job. I think Nebbiolo is a very nice idea. So how about pairing for crab?
So when I worked in the wine business, my shop would partner with John Shields at Gertrude's for an event called Crab Array.
One of our favorite people here at WBJC.
He's a wonderful person. We would offer a variety of whites. I actually like Chardonnay with crab cakes. My mother makes the best crab cakes. I'll just put that out there. An unoaked Chardonnay, even an unoaked California Chardonnay, like Frog's Leap. I love that pairing.
Broiled or fried at Mom's?
I like them best fried, but we broil usually.
You're good, healthy people.
We do both.
Okay, here Hugh Johnson tells us that he is not from Baltimore and has not realized the superiority of the East Coast crab. Because he talks about Dungeness crab. And what is that? Huge things. He says, crab, especially Dungeness and Riesling together, are part of the creator's plan. But he also created champagne.
That's lovely.
I want to have a talk with Hugh, and let's talk about East Coast. Let's talk about blue crabs, Hugh.
I would also add, now that I'm thinking a little bit about it, I've liked Viognier with crab cakes
also.
There's
nice.
Something about, and that's not my favorite wine, but there's something about the floral quality and the richness of it, tempered with acidity, that I think makes a nice pairing.
Just about perfect. I agree. How about roast beef?
You can do anything. Depends on your mood. You know, we're like massive Cote d'Aron drinkers in our house. So anything from the road, chef to neuf de pop, Burgundy with beef is fabulous. Rioja with beef is fabulous. A good California cab or Bordeaux with beef.
Big reds.
To me.
Big
well,
reds.
Well, but not the Burgundy. Burgundy would not be a big red.
True. Well, that's a good point. An ideal partner for your fine red wine of any kind, even Amarone. See above for mustard. The silkier the texture of the beef, the silkier the wine.
That's a lovely, lovely idea.
Go you, Hugh Johnson, Pocket Wine Book 2020. I have to say, it is so much fun and a pleasure to have every September or so when it arrives here.
Thank you for sharing it with us.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Thanks, Hugh. Cheers.